on this episode of Still Loading, my favorite console. Hello all, and welcome to this episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, it's going to be another solo and hopefully not short, but probably shorter one. I am still goading. Oh my goodness, maybe I am still sick. I am getting over a cold or whatever, flu. I don't know what the hell I had, but I'm a little bit, I don't know if I sound nasally, but I definitely feel it. And I'm still just trying to get better. But that is not going to stop me from releasing an episode on time. I feel well enough to record, therefore I am going to record. However, because I released that episode last week, I couldn't get any guests together in quick enough time for this week, so it's going to be another solo. But don't worry, I do have guests for the next couple, and I'm looking forward to recording with all of them. It's going to be a good time. So this is a new type of Still Loading episode. I haven't really tried anything like this before, and I really wanted to give this type of episode a shot. As a lot of you know, for anybody who's been listening for a while, I usually don't script my episodes. It's usually very stream of conscious, and that's what this is going to be still. Sometimes I script episodes when it's something that I really want to go into detail. I've done episodes like that for for Tetris and the history of Tetris. I've done episodes like that for some of my game developer profiles where I covered like Gunpei Yokoi, and I scripted an episode for the Switch reveal back in late 2016. So I've scripted a couple episodes, but like I said before, this is not going to be one of those. This is going to be a stream of conscious, just kind of spouting it out, not really thinking what I'm saying before I say it. But this is this new type of episode. I wanted to try this type of episode where I just kind of talk about a problem that I have, and it's could be minor or major. I'm going to try to stick with more minor ones. I don't really want to get heavy on this podcast, so this is just going to be more fun. But like little problems are like things that I run into that I just can't seem to get the answer for. And it's not an easy answer because it's not something that is, it's not solid. It's not objective. You can't just say like, you know, what's 2 + 2 = 4. It's nothing like that. It's all your opinion based. So that question for this first episode is, what is my favorite console? I have no idea what my favorite console is. Some days it's the PlayStation 2. Other days, it's the PlayStation 3. Other days, it's the Super Nintendo. Other days, it's the GameCube. Other days, it's the original Xbox. It jumps all over the place. A lot of times, it's my first console, the N64. It's all over the place. So I wanted to kind of just talk this out. I wanted to maybe get some feedback from you guys, get some opinions, and see what you all think. But let's just dive into it, right? So for those who have listened to this show for a while, they may know that probably my favorite consoles currently are the PlayStation. I'm a Sony fanboy, at least for now, through and through. I have loved the PlayStation 1 all the way up to the 4. I have both of their handheld consoles, the PSP and the Vita. I got the PS Vita close to launch, not at launch, but pretty, you know, within the launch window, I guess. So I guess technically at launch. And still have it, still one of my favorite handhelds, even though I don't play it all that often. And you're going to find that's a trend with a lot of these consoles. Like, there's consoles that I like more than others, but I don't play as often. And it makes my like for them a little bit more strange, because I don't know why I like them more when I don't play them as often. Perfect example, Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. If I had to say which is a better console, hardware-wise, yeah, PS4, but uniqueness and innovation wise, I'd have to give it to the Switch. And just for what it kind of did with the console marketplace when it came out in 2017. Oh my God, it's already been 2 years since the Switch release. That's hurting my head a little bit. So if you were asking me specific generations, I might have an answer for you, but not always. So perfect example, let's go to the classic, the one that started it all, or I should say made it famous, not the one that started it, but the most famous instance of console wars, the Super Nintendo versus the Sega Genesis. And most days, I'm not going to lie, I'm a Super Nintendo guy, but there's still a lot of times where I like Sega Genesis more. And I think part of it's because my neighbors had it growing up. So I have a little bit of those nostalgia rose-colored glasses for the Sega Genesis. But which console do I end up playing more often? Probably the Super Nintendo. However, I like the Sega Genesis almost as equally. It's strange. A lot of this is going to be, might be infuriating to you guys, because I'm not going to make any definitive choices on this episode, but more or less just kind of talking it out, you know, stream of conscious, as I hope I said before. I don't know. It's going to be very stream of conscious though. I'm just going to let it go. And so yeah, you Super Nintendo versus Sega Genesis both had strengths and weaknesses. I believe the Super Nintendo was technically superior overall in power, though Genesis did edge it out in a handful of ways. But then again, the Genesis had some really unique things where you could add additional consoles onto it. Granted, it was expensive as hell and probably was awful for consumers at the time, but as a collector retroactively, it's pretty fucking fun. I really love going back to see console add-ons, the Sega CD and then subsequently the 32X, and nothing that I was able to have, but the what is it, I forget what the add-on's called, but the thing that gave you the Sega channel, the phone line cartridge that you would just plug in to connect to Sega's online marketplace, which is still nuts to me that existed back in the early 90s. And Super Nintendo had something similar, but it only released in Japan. It was called the Satellaview. But anyway, I've talked about that, I believe, on my gimmicks episode, at least the Satellaview one. So let's move on. Let's first posit this. What are your guys' favorite consoles? Hit me up on social media or email, you know, stillloadingpod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. Any of those work. What is your favorite console? And how did you come to that determination? For me, I feel like you could break it down to a handful of different categories. You know, what is the library of the console? How good is the overall game library for the console? Which that's a little bit harder to gauge because it's subjective. But the way I would guess I would probably go with is what had resulted in more overall classics combined, regardless of your opinion of those classics, but overall classics combined with individual sales, like how many consoles, excuse me, had super high selling games. So, for example, if we're going with the Xbox 360, during that console war, I was a PS3 guy, loved it more. But if I'm looking at the Xbox 360, it had, you know, Gears of War, it had Halo, it had Gran Turismo, that's Sony, I'm sorry, Forza. It had Fable. I believe Fable was still it. I believe it was. Yeah, they released a couple Fables on the 360. So it had these IPs. Now, granted, I'm not a big Gears of War fan, but that's neither here nor there. I haven't really given that series a fair shake, so I'm still going to try it. But that doesn't change the fact that it was a popular series on that console. Now, in terms of like hardware, which, you know, in hardware, that's a little bit more objective. You know, PlayStation 3 had technically better hardware than the 360. Was it ever used properly? That's no. It was by a handful of developers late in the console's life, but for the most part, the architecture of it made it very difficult for developers to develop for it. So that's the struggle I'm in right now, where I find so many balances, like checks and balances on both sides of any console war argument. So I guess let's kind of go through this, right? If I had to choose between each console, each generation's console war, and I'm going to start with the NES and go up. I'm going to pick those, and then I guess I would rank those, right? Let's see if we can come up with this. So if I were going with the NES versus Sega Master System, Master System, NES, hands down. Master System has some fantastic games. And by the way, when I say these, a lot of these are my gut reactions. These could possibly change in the next couple days what my opinions are between these. Because as you've heard throughout this whole thing so far, I don't know what the fuck my favorite console is. It is all over the place. So let's start out, like I said, we're starting with the NES. I know, you know, you have, you know, the ColecoVision and the Television and Atari 2600 and all that before that, but I didn't really get too much to experience with it. With the NES and like Master System, I at least had friends who had it, and I got to play it even if I didn't play it a lot. So going back, like I said, if I had to choose between the NES and Sega Master System, it would be the NES, hands down. If we move up, you know, you have the Super Nintendo, Genesis, and then the plethora of other weird stuff that came out at the same time, you know, like the TurboGrafx 16. I'm going to just keep the main players in on these. I'm not going to talk about a lot of the fringe players. Don't get me wrong, the TurboGrafx did put a stamp on the market, but nothing like the Super Nintendo and Genesis. In fact, the Genesis for the longest time was outselling the N64. Oh my God. It was outselling the Super Nintendo up until, I want to say, like 1994. So it owned the market for quite a long time. But if I had to go for if I had to choose between the two of these, I would most likely go with the Super Nintendo. The Genesis, I'm much more nostalgic for, like I said. But I think if I had to choose right now at this very moment, it'd be the Super Nintendo. Mario World has like captured my imagination for the last like 5 years, and I didn't even get to really play it a lot growing up. So there's no nostalgia for that game for me, but it's just so fun to me. And I used to be awful at 2D platformers. I'm still awful, but I'm a little bit less awful now. So right now we have two Nintendo consoles, and if I had to go for the next one, Saturn, I know, is kind of like a weird in-between system. I didn't play it a lot. I can't say much on it. I will say it had an impressive collection of RPGs, but it's expensive as hell to collect for because of that. So it was a good idea, but just not well executed. On top of that, when I do an episode on Saturn, you're going to see why. For those who do not know the stories already for how the Sega Saturn bombed so bad, you'll hear when I do an episode on the Saturn. But N64 and PlayStation, I got to give it once again to Nintendo with the N64. I would say, in objectively speaking, the PS1 had a library filled with more quality games. I'm talking in sheer quantity, I should say. So, like, if that makes sense. I know I said quality before. This is going to be kind of, the way I worded this is awfully confusing. So the N64, its best games were either made by Nintendo or by Rare. And they're fantastic games, not taking anything away from them. But the PlayStation, you know, you have the Final Fantasy series transferred over there. There's a plethora of really good JRPGs on the PlayStation 1. You have one of my personal favorites, the Medal of Honor series. Gran Turismo started on that. Metal Gear Solid. There's just so many franchises. Spyro, Crash. Oh my God, how could I forget all those? Twisted Metal. I am kind of looking at some of the weird choices that they chose on the PlayStation Classic right now. I have a little standee of that that's in front of me. Resident Evil. Oh my God. Like, there's so many classic series that start on the PlayStation. So what I'm trying to say is that there is the quantity of quality titles released on the PlayStation, I feel like, exceeds the number of quality titles released on the N64. I'm not comparing those, saying which games are better. I'm just saying, if you're going by numbers, you know, like, you have, you know, this many good games on the N64 versus this many good games on the PlayStation, and I have a feeling the PlayStation wins. And despite all that, I still go with the N64 just because I've played more fun games to me on the N64. So I got to give it to that. But when we bump up to the next console generation, you know, your GameCube, original Xbox, technically, if you want to count the Dreamcast is kind of mixed in with that. And then the PlayStation 2. Got to give it to the PlayStation 2 this time. Finally switching off that Nintendo bandwagon. But even so, even with all this, man, I love the Dreamcast for all its goofy glory and like the fact it could go online. It was one of the first consoles I could really bolstered its online capabilities. It wasn't just like a cartridge that you slipped into the top of the console. It was built into the console itself. All the different add-ons you get for it, like keyboards and all that stuff. It was just awesome. So, but I still have to go with a PS2. And then as we get up, the rest of it pretty much is owned by Sony for the rest of it. So I really, if you're looking at my favorites, it's just Nintendo up to the N64 and then Sony PlayStation 2 through 4. If you're talking handhelds, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. And as while I would say that I would normally take a pick out of that, like some days I love, you know, my Genesis more than I love that Super Nintendo, or I love my Genesis more than I love that PS3 or PS4. I know the comparisons are a little strange because they're so far apart in console generations, but I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think. There's so many good consoles. Just kind of talking through this, and hopefully you guys actually find this interesting. If you don't, just let me know. I won't do another one of these. I just, you know, say it respectfully, please. Respectfully tell me it sucks, you know? I don't mind as long as it's done nicely, as weird as that sounds. But if I had to choose, I think, you know, working through this whole thing, I'm going to go with the PlayStation 2. I played it more than any other console, and it created so many iconic IPs. In fact, how many games were re-released later onto the PS3 and 4? I mean, I'm looking at my PS3 collection right now, and I'm seeing the HD remakes of Kingdom Hearts, of Jak and Daxter, of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, of Ratchet and Clank. They're all literally in the same shelf, which is just nuts to me. Like there was a lot of HD re-releases of phenomenal PS2 games. Oh, God of War. How could I forget the original God of War games? I have that HD remake as well. It's just the PS2 had so much to offer. So yeah, I think I'm actually kind of surprised. I think working through this, I think the PS2 would be my favorite console of all time. And I think I have a pretty good argument as to why it's the greatest, but I don't even want to argue what's the greatest console. I'm just going to say it's my favorite, definitely my favorite. So yeah, that about wraps it up. I can't believe I've been talking for almost 20 minutes now, just rambling on about what consoles are best. And I feel like could have been a lot worse than it actually was. So if you've stuck around with me for this whole time, sincerely, thank you. It was a little bit of an experiment. I've never really tried anything like this before, just kind of rambling. I ramble enough already on my normal episodes, so this is going to be a little bit more. I don't know if it's going to be more rambly or the same amount of rambly. Is that an adjective? Rambly? I'm going to go with it. So yeah, that wraps this up. Let me wrap this episode up. So thank you all once again for listening. I said it at the beginning of the episode, but you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all of them. You can also reach out to me at StillLoadingContact@gmail.com. The podcast, I'm part of the Podbeard Network, so go check out all the amazing shows on the Podbeard Network. That's beard as in the thing on your face, Podbeard. So check out all the great shows on the Podbeard Network. It's a multimedia network is the best way I can describe it, because we have YouTubers, we have podcasters, we have Twitch streamers. We got a little bit of everything for whatever you're looking for. Gaming content, music reviews, reaction videos, not really reaction videos, but you know, just a little bit of everything for you. So check out the Podbeard website, just podbeardnetwork.com. You can check it all there. And our network has a sponsor, a new sponsor to the network. It is Seat Giant. You can either go to seatgiant.ca or seatgiant.com, and it is a ticket reseller. It's somewhat in the likes of StubHub or SeatGeek. And I know normally in advertising you're not supposed to mention the competition, but I guess if ticket reseller works to explain it, that people just know what that is, I'm just going to stick with that. I'm going to ask around. Hopefully I can get better at this advertising thing by the next episode. So yes, SeatGiant.com, it's a ticket reseller. So you can get concert tickets, you can get Broadway show tickets, you can get sporting event tickets, just so many kinds of tickets, and you can get them all on this website. And if you use our promo code Podbeard, you'll save at checkout. So if you that interests anyone, go check it out. It saves you a little bit of money, and it lets SeatGiant know that you like us. So to finish this all off, some quick shout-outs. Shout-outs to my friend Erica over at the Apex and the Abyss, my buddies Brian and James over at the No Geeks Allowed podcast. That's KNOW, No Geeks Allowed. Also, shout-out to my friend Josh over at Firespin Gaming. It's a YouTube channel. If you guys like game hunting videos, he goes out and goes yard selling, goes to thrift stores, goes to game stores, and films everything and puts it all up and talks about his finds. I believe his most recent episode, he talks about one of his most rarest games that he ever found in a recent pickup, and he got the and I'm, I don't want to spoil it. I will tell you this: I looked up the price. It's just a cart. It's a loose cart, but it's worth over $200. So go check it out. So yes, that's Firespin Gaming on YouTube. And Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, that's a great podcast. Also, the Drinks with Larry crew, that's another amazing podcast. So go check out all these guys out. They're great friends of the show. And that should wrap it up. So thank you all again for listening, and I will see you all next time.